Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful but snowy Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Get those car care questions ready. Dan is going to help you out, as he's done for, I think, Dan, I told a friend of mine that we're probably around 28 years or so that we've been putting you to work around here. Is that about right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when we started, but somehow we could go back and do the math and figure that out. But
yeah,
but I don't know.
But
exactly
who's counting, really, right?
It's, yeah, that's right.
Week at a time here. Either way, if you have any kind of a problem with your car, your truck, your van, and you need to bring it in for service and you want to know maybe what could be ailing, it's always good to be armed with more information rather than less. So you can call Dan, you can text Dan. One number will get you either 651-461-9226. Dan, it was an earlier text came in, and I think it's a good question, talking about, well, I'll just kind of encapsulate it here. About disc brakes and drum brakes. The person says, I hear disc brakes all the time, but do manufacturers, car makers still make, and do you still see drum brakes in newer cars?
We do still see drum brakes in newer cars, and we never see them on the front wheels. They're only on the rear wheels, but it's actually still pretty common for that combination to have rear drum and front disc brakes. Yeah, and it works fine. I mean, it's been the way that it's been forever. In fact, when disc brakes got started, they were only installed on the front, and then they got it mastered and started putting disc brakes on all four wheels. And most higher end and performance car have four wheel disc brakes, a lot of the lower end, especially smaller cars, still have drum brakes.
And have the materials, the pads, for either disc or drum, I would imagine they've improved over the years.
They have improved, and actually they're quite remarkable. It's very common for rear drum brakes, to last a really long time, 100,000 miles or something
really?
Like that. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Yep, they last a good long time. The materials are better, they're safer, they're cleaner, they're all of that. So, it's a great product they put out now.
Very good. Again, if you have any kind of a car care question, don't wait. I should remind you that Dan is going to take his leave about 7:45, so he's got about another 30 minutes or so to help you out. So don't wait. We always like to say you don't have to be a mechanic yourself to ask your question. You don't have to be a motorhead or gearhead to ask any technical questions. If you drive and you need to bring in your vehicle for service, your phone calls or texts always welcome. 651-461-9226. Texter says this: good morning. How does a person know if their front suspension has a problem, and what are the fixes for it?
Well, I think the most common way for you to check your own car and find a suspension or steering link problem would be to see if you see any tire wear, if the tires are wearing on the inside or outside of the tires, if the tires are cupping, if something like that is going on with the tires. then you for sure need to bring it in and have the steering and suspension checked to see what's causing the tires to wear in a strange way. Sometimes it's just the tires that will do that, but most commonly there's something going on in a strange way. Sometimes it's just the tires that will do that, but most commonly there's something going on with the suspension and steering. The other thing to do on a routine maintenance thing, and the manufacturer doesn't recommend this so much on a maintenance item, but I kind of do, is a front end alignment. The tires have gotten so expensive, and I don't want to wait for my tires to be ruined and worn out to find out that I have a steering or suspension problem. So I think a maintenance front end alignment is a great idea to be sure everything is still straight and working. And the other thing that you can look for is, with this season of potholes, if all of a sudden your steering wheel is not straight like it used to be, you know, at 12 o'clock, or if it's starting to pull to the left or to the right and something has changed, then that's certainly time for an alignment too.
That was going to be my next question. At Lloyd's, have you and the crews there been seeing more the pothole damage this season?
Absolutely.
Really?
The most common, of course, is tires. A week or so ago, on a long weekend, we had 12 vehicles towed in with blown out tires from potholes. So some of them had more damage than just the blown out tires, but 12 of them had blown out tires.
My goodness. Tell you what, a quick break. We're going to take a quick break. I want to alert Gary in Maple Grove. You're going to be next up on the phone. If you have any kind of a car care question, call us or text us, 651-461-9226. Right now, here in the Twin Cities, we're down to 26 degrees. We lost 2 degrees in the last hour. 26, a breezy day. We could get up to 37 today, so some melting going on. Maybe near 46 tomorrow. Right now, 26 here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Had a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Dan, tell us where Lloyd's is located for folks that may need to get in touch.
Well, thanks for asking, Denny. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call. 651-228-1316.
Very good. We'll get you that info before Dan leaves us, which is about 7:45 this morning. Your car care questions, you can call Dan or text him, 651-461-9226. Speaking of calling, we promised Gary, calling in from Maple Grove, that he would be next up. Thanks for waiting, Gary. What is your question, please?
Good morning. And it's Gary, not Gary.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I have a noise that showed up, and I was thinking it was maybe the tensioner. There's no check engine light, and now the other day I've got some antifreeze on the floor. Any idea what's going on?
Huh. Well, the story changed when you told me there was antifreeze on the floor, because if the antifreeze is dripping and spraying around, as the belt is turning and it gets on the belt, that will certainly make a chirping noise because the belt is slipping a little bit. So the solution to that is you're going to need to bring that in, have it pressure tested, find out exactly where the coolant is coming from, and have that fixed. In the process, they'll probably have the serpentine belt off, and if that's been contaminated with coolant, they're going to recommend replacing that too. But you should get that in pretty quick and figure out where the coolant is going and why it's leaking.
All right, very good. Thanks for the call. I'm looking at a bunch of texts that just came in. Here's one. It says, what is the purpose and need for heat shields? Cars have more than one, do they? And can you safely drive a car with that, their rattle or without those heat shields? What's the story on heat shields?
Well, some of them can be removed, and it's just fine. The reason we put heat shields on is a safety issue, especially on the catalytic converter. The catalytic converter can get very hot, and it can be too hot for the floor of the vehicle, and more importantly, it can be dangerous if you pull into some tall grass or something like that. It's certainly hot enough to start a fire, and so that's what the heat shields are there for. For safety, some of them we are willing to remove and just throw away and not replace them. Some of them we are not. Some of them are too close to the converter, and they get to, there's a possibility of it getting too hot. And so we either replace the heat shields, or most of the time we refasten them with clamps or welding or, a whole bunch of creative different things to keep the heat shields from rattling and from falling off. But like I say, some of them are important and need to stay in place, and some of them it's okay to remove them because they're far enough down the line of the exhaust where they don't get that hot and it'll be fine.
Okay. Getting a lot of brake questions evidently today. Here's one interesting. If you put the disc brakes on the front of an older car with no power brakes, how much would that improve stopping without converting to power? Is that even doable?
Yeah, it's probably is doable. I've never seen it, though. I think it probably would be more effective to add a power booster to the brake system. You'd have to maybe check with the hot rodders or something like that. They would know more about converting older systems like that. But I don't know if it would do any good to add disc brakes without adding a power booster. So,
okay.
Sorry, I can't answer that very well.
If you have any kind of a car care question, by all means, before Dan takes his leave today, call us or text us, 651-461-9226. Here's another text, Dan. 2012 Maxima, rear brake pads are wearing out and make loud squeaking when backing out of the garage, and then goes away. I was told, Texter says, not much you can do, don't need new brakes. Would you agree to that? Of course, you're not seeing this now.
Seeing it, but I would certainly have it inspected, and it sounds like you have. You want to be sure that all of the brake pads are able to move and that the calipers are sliding properly and going in and out properly. You want to be sure that the brakes are working properly. But beyond that, if the brake pads aren't worn out and you're willing to live with the squeak, then it's fine, probably. But if you want to take care of the squeak and the whole problem, doing a brake job, before it's ready is probably the solution. It'll take care of the noise and in that process, you'll be sure that the brakes are all working properly, too.
I was looking at, I'm not sure if it was a news story, it was definitely a video of someone whose fob, and this is something you've addressed over the years a number of times, whose fob stopped working, whether a battery or whatever the case may be, and they were reminded that if you press this button, you actually have a real key, and they couldn't get into the car. So they, in this case, they reminded this person, hey, just do this. You've got an actual key, Just remember the old-fashioned way when you used to open your car. And sure enough, this person did have a key. I don't know if they're in all fobs, but they're in many cars do have actual keys, don't they?
They do. The key doesn't do you any good to start the car in most cases, but it will unlock the door and get you in there. And I agree with you, Denny. I don't know if all cars have that, but I would say certainly most of them do. I know mine does. I know yours does. And that's a great. And in fact, as long as we're on the subject, you should take that key out of that fob once in a while and go around and be sure that you can still turn the locks on your car, because they get froze up from, or not froze up, but rusted up or corroded up from time to time. And the best way to keep them working properly is to use them once in a while.
So exercise that key in your doors. Good idea. Yeah. I might even do that later today.
Yeah, when you find the key, use it and see how it works. That's
I'm going to do that instead of clearing my driveway today. I think it's less work.
All right,
hang on, Dan. We're going to take a break, have a look at that forecast. It's going to be a windy weekend this weekend, so stay tuned. We have a few minutes to go on our car care show, and to do have time for your car care questions. So call us or text us, 651-461-9226. Here on News Talk 830, this is On this April 1st, Saturday morning, Denny Long here with ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, answering, as usual, as he's done for so many years, your car care questions at 651-461-9226. Dan, we've got some text messages. Let's see how many folks we can help out before you leave us here in a few minutes. This texter says has a 2017 RAV4, less than 50,000 miles on it. They say, I take it to the dealer for the recommended service every 10,000 miles, and they use a synthetic oil. Do I need to take it in for an oil change once a year, regardless of how many miles I've put on it? Question you get all the time.
I do get that question all the time, Denny, and I think we came to the conclusion that, yes, you need to bring your vehicle in once a year, because there's other things that are involved in your vehicle, and they need attention and inspection also. So, yes, once a year, bring your vehicle in.
Yeah. I don't want to say it's cheap maintenance, but it certainly will keep your vehicle running a lot longer. And the, what do you call it? It's the lifeblood of a car or a truck,
that's
for that
right.
matter. This one is a 68 Chevelle. Four-wheel drum brakes, power, stops great. The disc without power, this is an answer to that earlier question. The disc without power will help some, but not greatly improved. There's an answer from somebody who's tried it, evidently.
There you go.
Yeah. How often, getting back to a key fob, how often should, Texter says, the battery and a key fob be replaced?
Well, I think I do mine once a year. And I think that's right. I've noticed that if I don't get it done on time, I start to lose distance and so forth. So I think, like your smoke detectors, change your key fobs once a year, batteries, and you'll be good to go all the time.
Yeah, and it's and I think if you find it tough to do, I think your shop, your local shop, I know you guys have done that a lot, changing batteries, right?
We're happy to do it, you bet.
Yeah. It doesn't say the vehicle, but it says it's a 2016 General Motors vehicle. The check engine light went off when I upgraded to a better grade of gas. You ever heard of that?
Well, that would... It could be.
Coincidental?
Well, it could be coincidental, too, but I never say never with a car anymore, Denny, because, boy...
True.
Every day I still see strange things that I've never seen before, and it's crazy, but it's true. And so I don't know why the check engine light was on. You upgraded to a better grade of gas. One thing that you did in that process was fill the car with gas and reinstall the gas cap. If the gas cap was not on properly before, that will... turn the check engine light, because there'll be an evaporative leak. So I think if you really want to know the solution to that, I'd bring it in and have the computer scanned and see what the code is. And if we knew what the code was relating to, then we could know if it had anything to do with grade of gas. I doubt it, but anything is possible.
Okay. But again, it kind of goes back to what you said. What does the manufacturer recommend, right? As far as a grade of gas.
Yeah, right. If you use the gas the manufacturer recommends, it should be just fine.
Yeah. Texter has seen videos of cleaning car engines, spraying with the hose. Is that something, obviously not this weekend, but is that something this texter wants to know, given the weather, can I do that myself and will it hurt the engine?
Well, you know, on most cars nowadays, most of what you're looking at and most of what's dirty is plastic covers. And certainly to clean those plastic covers is just fine. And then to take and you know, lightly rinse over on the fenders and all that, being aware of computer components and connections and things like that, be a little gentle around that. But you've seen, Denny, we do that all the time at Lloyd's. And, you know, it's easy for us. We're trained professionals. We know what we're getting wet. But everything under the hood has, you know, sealed connectors, and it gets a lot of moisture anyway. You know, if you look down, you can see the ground. So moisture gets up there anyway. So to rinse that off in most cases is just fine. Yep.
Oh, okay. Final question here. Do products, that chemical products like a transmission fix, do they work? And if so, how do they work?
Well.
Or do they?
Yeah, I not very often. You know, if we call it mechanic in a can, we kind of joke about it a little bit. And, you know, if something's broken, it's broken. And not very often will a chemical solve that problem. But once again, I'll say I've seen it happen. So, you know, for example, with transmission, if you add a chemical, probably what you're doing is trying to get a seal softened up or, you know, sealing better again. And, you know, because transmissions are so expensive, it might be worth a try. But I would not expect big results from that.
All right, one more time. One more text, and then we got to run. 2022 RAV4, cracked windshield. The original windshield has a black edging around the entire windshield. What is this black edging? And when we replace the windshield, do we need to also replace that? Well, I assume when you have it done, it's all done properly.
That trim if it comes off without breaking, that will not be replaced. They'll reinstall that. The windshield is actually, in most cases, glued in. And so they cut the glue to get the old windshield out. And then they reapply that glue to put the new windshield in. And they do it all the time, and they're really good at it. So they'll know what they're doing, and it'll turn out great.
Yeah, absolutely. Dan, we have to run. Thanks again for your help. How do we get in touch for those folks that want to get in touch with Lloyd's? How do we do that?
Well, come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, LLOYDS, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Thanks, Dan. Have a good week, and we will be doing the show again next week, all right?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Wine chat straight ahead here on 830.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.